bad example. Now, we've all heard of palmistry, with readers being able to tell you what lies ahead by the lines on your palm.
However, what about foot reading? Apparently, they too can reflect your personality and emotions.
Now, we're joined in the studio by Buckinghamshire foot reader Jane Sheehan, who can tell us more. Now, I've met Jane on various occasions, and I'm incredibly impressed by what she does. And in fact, Jane, if we can just start off with, you were just talking to the lady who we spoke to before,
yeah,
who
Julie.
Runs the Elvis website.
Yeah.
And she was telling you about Elvis's feet. Now, what did she tell you that you can then tell about Elvis?
Oh, it's fascinating. She told me that Elvis had very narrow feet, and that means that he's really good at anything to do with the aesthetics of things. He likes the way things look, and when he stops, it's a full stop. He'll delegate without people realising that he's delegating.
I can imagine that might have been the case with Elvis.
And she also said that he had a bit of a foot fetish himself. He liked the ladies with very narrow feet. The way their feet looked was important to him.
Really?
So I thought that was quite fascinating.
What first attracted you to feet, if I may ask such a bold question?
Well, I would like to correct a misconception. A lot of people say, Jane, why do you love feet? Mm. And it's not that I love feet. It's I love the story that feet can tell you.
Yes.
I first got into it when someone gave me a reflexology treatment. Mm-hmm. And every time they touched my big toe, I'd burst out crying. Had no control of it. I was thoroughly embarrassed by it, and it was repeatable on both feet, and I thought, what on earth is this? I've got to learn it. So I learned reflexology, and at the end of my my year's training, you do 65 hours case studies. Mm. And all of the case studies had this emotional reaction, so I thought, well, there's more to it than just the physical. What can I find out? So carried on looking for information and discovered that there is a toe alphabet, would you believe? So I memorised the toe alphabet. And what was really exciting is I'd started using it just on my, like, cleaning lady and my friends, my family. And it tallied, didn't it? And it was a bit spooky because people thought you were psychic.
Yeah.
So what I really love is the stories that feet tell you, mm-hmm. rather than the feet themselves. So I don't see a foot anymore.
That you don't?
No! I'm not
for the best.
I'm not even... And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, Jane, my feet are disgusting.
Yes.
And I've learnt something else about that. How you feel about your feet is how you feel about yourself, because generally when I look at their feet, they're not disgusting at all. And have you seen Sandy Shaw's in the newspaper at the moment?
Yes, she's had massive plastic surgery on her feet.
Why would you?
I know. But, you know, I find that fascinating because I have met Jane before because I do reflexology as well. And in the process of learning about reflexology and about feet, I have grown to love my feet more, whereas before I hated them because I had this massive gap between my big toe and my second toe. My second toe's longer than my big toe. And I always thought, oh, they look horrible. I'd never wear flip-flops, never wear sandals. These days, I don't care. They're just my feet.
That's right, and she's giving the game away all about herself there. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I know.
She's got a shorter big toe than a second toe, so she's a multitasker. She's thinking 20 things at once and putting 10 into action already.
I can vouch for that the way that she's performed across this week in the show. She's got emails and text and papers and all stuff going on at once. Me, I'm struggling to get somebody on the air.
It's
just on the telephone.
Though, to see your feet, Nigel, so we can get Jane to have a little look.
What now?
Just to see, well, you could get your socks off, couldn't you?
All right, well.
And we could tell. We've got a couple of minutes till the travel news.
You know, with the risk of another sexual innuendo, I'm very good at getting my clothes off quickly.
We've also got a little test coming up. Both our producers, Liz and Lorna, we've got photos of their feet for Jane to see. We're not going to tell Jane which one's Liz and which one's Lorna, and we'll get the girls to work out which one she's talking about, which one Jane's talking about, but we'll do that in a sec. Once Nigel's got his socks on.
Yeah, they're lovely. Off.
Right, so now you need to see both feet, don't you, Jane?
Yeah.
Both feet.
Bottom, top.
Fantastic. Well, there's something I'll tell you off air.
Really?
yeah. Now, what we've got is he's got leadership qualities, but he's using them less and less these days than he used to do.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a lot of drive and determination, and he's still using that. He doesn't really enjoy delegating because they can't do half what he can do given the same time and resources. A big ideas person, do a heck of a lot of thinking, very expressive, but you already know that. And if he doesn't feel like doing something, hell and high water won't make him do it.
Stubborn, just trying to say, aren't you?
Is that true so far, Nigel?
I'm stubborn. Leadership qualities, not sure about. Ideas, yes. Delegation,
optimistic.
Don't like I hate delegation. I did a year in management in this game, and I just hated telling other presenters what to do because I just spent most of my time thinking I could do better than that anyway.
That's exactly what Jay was saying.
Yeah. Can you see as he's talking about that, he's letting his feet go off at an angle towards the right hand side, and that means he's now pushing all his ideas back into the past, so it's reflecting what he's saying.
Really? Yeah. Isn't that me just trying to balance on this rather precarious studio
seat?
Yeah,
maybe.
It could be, but also while you're talking about it, you're changing your whole body posture to go with what you're saying.
God, spooky.
Can you tell, can you pretty much, just by seeing someone's feet, can you tell what they would, what kind of job they would do?
No, but I tell you, I saw a DJ's feet in Scotland on Radio Firth, and I saw the change in his feet when he became an interviewer, because on his right foot, it was very short and wide, and on his left foot, which is the present, it had gone more narrow and much taller. And to me, if you've got very long feet, it's needing to be in the limelight. So in the past, he was a bit more in the background watching and observing, and now he's pushing himself forward.
So long feet means you want to be in the limelight.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's good for somebody to size 10 stroke 11. I kind of like the idea of that.
Yeah.
Right then, let's get some travel update and we'll come back and get some more of this fascinating stuff from Jane Sheehan.
Beds, Hearts and Bucks travel. The Early Riser with Lorna Milton.
What strange things have you got in your spare room that don't belong there?
I've actually got four brand new Land Rover wheels under my bed. I thought I'd put them under there because the bed I thought looked a bit low.
Have you got a Land Rover, Wayne?
I have got a Land Rover.
Oh, that's good. Oh, random things you've got on it.
I don't know what it is. It's like a goblin thing in its nose.
You've got a random goblin that picks its nose in your spare bedroom.
It's called Bogey.
The Early Riser with Lorna Milton. Every weekday morning from 4:30, BBC Three Counties Radio.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
It's 12 minutes to 10. I'm Nigel Williams here with Helen Green, and we're getting a bit of a foot job this morning.
Kind of.
Jane Sheehan, who's with us. I'm sorry about all this. I guess, what is it? Bits of the body and we start tittering.
Well, clearly feet are very fascinating. In fact, if you want to find out more about them, go to Jane's website, footreading.com, where you can find out some of the events that are coming up that Jane will be attending, including a psychic supper on Halloween.
That's right, at Carlos's restaurant in Aylesbury.
Can I just say there's been no touching going on so far this morning. And I think, again, interest in the sort of BBC integrity. That it's all been absolutely
above board,
no, as you'd expect.
No animals were hurt in the making of this programme.
Now, individual people's feet are obviously going to vary quite a lot. How about in families? Is there a hereditary trait that's passed down that can...
Oh,
can tell a lot about people.
Yeah, bunions.
Really?
Yeah,
bunions are hereditary.
Yeah, a lot of people think, oh, surely it's just my shoes, but you can actually be born with the tendency for the big toe to form a bunion. But it's a big question of nature versus nurture, because when you're born, your feet are already a certain shape, and they're very, very different. I've done a bit of work at the baby club in Buckingham, and all of their feet are different. You can see the personality already on the feet, and then as they go through life, things start changing according to how they react to life, but the core personality is already there. And if your parents are the kind of people who are bending over backwards, doing too much for everyone else, you will learn to be that way, so you will end up with the bunions too. And that's what bunions
mean. That's what
mean.
Bunions means.
Bending over backwards, doing too much for others and not enough for yourself.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I haven't got
them. It can be shoes rubbing too, obviously, but you can be born with them.
That's not nice to be born with bunions, is it?
Who's are we going to do next?
Well, we've got a little test. So both our producers, Liz and Lorna, we've got photos of their feet, a face on, kind of looking down on their feet so you can see the top of their feet.
Yeah.
And we're not going to tell you which one's Liz and which one's Lorna. So what do you make of these two?
Right. Well, this is fascinating because when you get people in the same job, you often get a theme running through the feet. So they've got pretty similar feet. So I'm going to focus on the differences. So I'm going going to call them pink toe versus gold toes, okay, because of the colour of their nail varnish. Yeah. Now, pink toe, she has a gap forming on the left foot between the big toe and the second toe, which means in the past she used to give immediate reactions, but now she seems to have more of a delayed reaction to things. She'll let her logic kick in, but she'll keep her emotions in check so that she can deal with things logically rather than getting over
emotional.
And that's
just from seeing that space?
Yeah. Just from seeing that.
That's not a habit of wearing one flip-flop.
No. Nice. And gold toenails, she is the real brainstorming person of this setup. She's the one with all the ideas. She'll come up with 20 solutions to your one. She's definitely great to have on the team for her ideas. Yeah. She's great at brainstorming. It's not to say that Pink Toes isn't good at brainstorming, but this lady with the gold toenails is definitely at the forefront there. She's got the skill. Now, also, what's interesting is when I compare their little toes, gold toenails has got her little toe on its side, and pink toenails has got her toes fairly straight with the nail pointing upwards. So, the one with the gold toenails, she is definitely unconventional, rebellious, my way or the highway. And the one with the pink toes, she tries to fit in and do what's expected. But I would like to say, if she could just move her fourth toe to the side and check whether her little toe is on its side or not, because very often when you look at the little toe, it appears to be straight, but when you move the toe out of the way, it can be on its side and you just miss it because of the toe hiding it.
So to recap, for someone whose toes do fall to the side a bit, what does that mean?
Unconventional, rebellious, my way or the highway.
And whereas a straight toe means a bit more straight-laced.
Want to obey the rules, do what's expected. Okay. But there is a third version.
Oh, yeah.
Where it looks as though it's straight, but you move the fourth toe out of the way and you realise it was really on its side all the time. So it's pretending to be straight. So there's the covert rebel. And I can't see from this photograph which she is, but I'm suspecting that she's a covert rebel. Just because, you know, there are themes running in jobs, and I just feel as though for them two to get on, I just feel as though she's the covert rebel.
And what about things like the colours of nail varnish? Does that make a difference?
Oh, totally.
Really?
So, do you like the pun?
I bet you do a lot of those.
Yeah, the colours that you choose to wear are what you want to attract more of to you. So pink toenail varnish wants to attract more warmth, more love, more attention. And the gold nail varnish one wants to attract more dignity, more composure.
Ooh. Now, girls, can you hear us? Lorna and Liz? Was that accurate? Yes. Fantastic. Liz was the pink toenails. No, Liz was the gold toenails. Unconventional. And Lorna was the pink toenails, who was the... I can't remember what you said about the pink toenails. Oh, covert rebel. And it's true. My goodness. What does green nail varnish say? Because I've got green nail varnish on.
Balance, harmony, peace.
Balance, harmony and peace. That's me.
Well, that was fascinating. Well, I noticed that, Helen, that you got out of it.
Thanks very much. But you see, I can go on footreading.com and do it. You can see there are a couple of other events for Jane as well. And it's footreading.com. Thank you very much, Jane Sheehan.
Yes, very nice indeed. Now, is your grandchild or child?